Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today's Wednesday. Today is December 24th.
Yes, Christmas.
Which means it's the day before Christmas.
Yep.
Are we happy about that?
We are.
We're very happy about that.
I love Christmas. So I'm very happy about it.
I know. It's just that the bummer is that tomorrow it's going to be over.
Well, yes.
Friday.
Tomorrow night. So.
And then we look forward to New Year's.
Right.
And
then the new year starts and we have a fresh slate and
the holidays are behind us.
Right.
Yeah. And some people get like really depressed about it, you know?
Yeah. It's because there's so much buildup.
Exactly. You know, it like really builds up and stuff. You
yeah.
Know? Yeah. Wow. Awesome. So, Jen has her mom in town, right? She came to visit you for your
for my
birthday.
30th birthday and for Christmas.
Yes. And that's very nice. So we'll just bring her in and, we'll see. I'm sure she's going to want to talk. You know, she's just a little shy. But your mom's here, and her name is Jan.
Yep.
Welcome to the show, Jan.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Good to be here.
Yeah, I know. So you having fun in L.A. so far?
Loving it. Every minute.
Really? Have you been here before?
I've been here before.
Many
to
times.
To see Jennifer. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you've been here for a while, right?
8 years.
8 years, yeah. So you've had plenty of chances to come and visit her.
Yeah.
Wow. Would you move here?
In a heartbeat.
Really? Wow. You live in Florida, right?
I live in Florida.
Uh-huh.
Was born in Boston.
Oh, really? So how did you end up in Florida? Meeting her dad, or how did that happen?
I wanted to live a nice, healthy life.
Yeah. In the sun, right?
In the sun, in the good weather.
Wow. That's very awesome. So I imagine you guys are pretty close, right? I mean, Jen is the only child, and... she's got to be the apple of your eye and everything. So.
She is.
Yeah. So, cool. I mean, were you, like, what point in your life did you move? I mean, were you, like, is it later in your life, earlier in your life?
It was 1979 I moved to Florida.
Oh, okay. So you're definitely a Floridian. Like
yes.
They call them,
I've been
right?
in Florida longer than I was ever in Boston.
Oh, okay. Cool. Do you still have family back in Boston?
I do. Oh, I do. Okay. All my first cousins, my brother, my sister-in-law.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Jen, do you go visit up there sometimes?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
So you don't know those people?
No, I've met them.
Oh, you've met them
in
different places.
I mean, I've met them throughout my life at different points, and I know them, so... But I just don't go there often.
Yeah.
There's too many places I have to go before that.
Yeah, like, I can
because
imagine.
Because both my parents live in Florida.
Right.
If I'm going to go anywhere, I'd probably go to Florida.
Yeah.
Or now they're starting to come here, so maybe I could go to Boston at some point.
Exactly, yeah. Or take them to Hawaii. You know, have you been to Hawaii before?
No, I haven't. I want to. No. That's on my bucket list.
Yeah. What's that?
I've not been either.
Yeah, you told me. I mean, so it's time for you guys to go.
Yeah.
And you got to check it out because, yeah, definitely bucket list place for sure. Well, this is cool. So I'm excited about Christmas coming up, and I'm not even Christian, but neither are you. And so are you Jewish, Jan?
I am.
Okay. And is her dad's Jewish too, right?
Yes.
Because you've got the Jewish last name.
But we always celebrated Christmas, Hanukkah,
yeah,
all the holidays.
Yeah, that's what she was telling me. Yeah, I mean, why not? You know, you live in America. It's a festive time, and, you know, everybody... it's together, you know, a melting pot.
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with that, you know.
No, our whole family does it. So we get to be with everybody on that day. And it's just a good time.
Yeah.
It's not religious. It's more just like a wonderful day with family.
Right.
Life is about these special moments.
I think so.
So the more you make, the better it is.
That's right. Who's got time for all these old ancient traditions, you know, that don't really apply to these days anymore? And, so, yeah. But, I mean, I haven't gotten as far as getting a tree, you know. But then again, this year I didn't light a menorah either, which is terrible. But at least I went to places where they were lighting them, you know, at family and stuff. So
that's good.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you're single and stuff. It's like when you have kids and stuff, you celebrate more, you know, because right. it's holidays are about kids mostly. So that's cool. So how long are you staying, Jan?
I'll be here till Friday night.
Oh, really? So you're not staying for New Year's
no,
or anything?
No.
Oh, okay. You got any plans back home for New Year's?
Evening at the where I live. Uh-huh. They're having a huge party, and I'm going with several friends.
Oh, wow. That'd
my husband.
Cool. Yeah. That should
be
cool.
Boyfriend. Her significant boyfriend. Other.
Okay. Do you know of him, Jen?
Yeah, I do. It's just weird that she would call him that.
It's okay. I promise you we won't go anywhere personal, so we won't. All right, should we get to some news?
Sure.
All right. There's a lot of stuff happening in the world. I guess the main headline is ISIS captured a fighter pilot of a plane they downed in Syria.
Yeah, a Jordanian.
Is he Jordanian?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know why they pulled him out of the water naked, but that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what is awaiting him? I wouldn't even want to begin to think about.
No, because everybody they capture, they behead. So.
Right. Yeah, and they torture them first, right. I'm sure. Yeah.
It's really sad. I mean.
Yeah. Jen, you got to talk into the mic.
Sorry.
Okay. Because then it sounds like you're far.
Right. It's hard to see both.
I know. You'll get used to it. Just find different angles that work for you and stuff, you know. It comes with experience. You'll get used to this mic. How's the AfterBuzz thing going?
Oh, it's going well. It's just on hiatus now because all the TV shows are off.
Oh, okay. That's right. Huh?
Yeah.
Like the finales are like, what, in November or something?
Yeah, the winter finales.
Yeah.
It's funny because our microphones are on the table, so they're below us.
Right. So you don't have to worry about that as much. Well, you're in front of a camera, too. So
right.
It's
so nothing
better.
Can block our faces.
Right. Exactly. Oh, well.
It's just an adjustment.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
So, do you have like assigned shows there where you do the same show every week, right?
Yeah.
So, do you get to choose what shows you cover?
Yeah, we pick. So,
really?
You're supposed to be a fan of the show you're watching and talking about. So, you pick the shows that you know you like or shows you think you'll be interested in when they're new shows.
Right. Are there any new shows coming up that you are interested in?
I'm not really sure because I'm going to, I think, move from talking about TV shows to a specific show Lauren and I are doing where we're talking about our 30s.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so I probably won't be talking about TV much anymore.
Okay.
Which I prefer.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good, yeah. TV is not good for you. It's bad for the brain.
I like it, but I just don't find enjoyment necessarily in talking about a TV show.
Yeah.
As I do just general topics about life and things I pick to talk about.
Yeah. And you and Lauren have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Lauren is one of her best friends, and she was here the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys want to catch the show. She's a lot of fun. Have you met her?
I've met her.
Yeah.
She's a doll.
Yeah, huh? Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And she said she was, was she from the Bay Area?
Yeah, she's home in San Francisco right now.
Right. Oh, so she went back for the holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Did we ask her what she does, like, in her day job?
She's a nanny.
Oh, she's a nanny.
Yeah.
Wow, how cool. I just realized I never asked her that.
It's okay.
Yeah.
She's only going to be a nanny for another month, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why, is the family moving or
yes.
something? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, that's kind of hard because you become part of the family, right?
It's true.
Nanny.
She thought about going, I think, but then...
Really?
Yeah, she needs to be here, though.
Yeah, she does. She has a career to worry about.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
She can't leave me.
There you go. Yeah. It's cool to have best friends, you know?
Definitely.
I mean, it's definitely cool. And because they're like family, but better, you know, because you get to choose them. Family, you don't get to choose. You're stuck with them pretty much, right?
Right.
Do you have a lot of family in Florida, too?
I did. Mm. They all moved to California.
Oh, okay. Well, it's your turn now, huh?
So now I have a bunch of good friends.
Good.
In Florida.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Very cool. So, I mean, when you compare the weather, do we have better weather here?
You have a cool crisp that we never have in Florida.
Really?
In Miami, no.
It's always muggy there and
humid.
And humid.
In January, we get cool weather.
Really?
And everyone brings out their boots, but that's it.
Yeah. That's about it. Wow. Okay, so like I said, I don't know why they pulled him out of the water naked, but...
I think he's wearing underwear, but they're not going to show...
Why would they not show underwear?
I don't know, because he's blurred. Wet. I don't know. Yeah. Probably more revealing because he's wet.
Yeah.
So, they blurred that part.
Yeah. Do you go for the wet look?
No.
And guys, no, huh? I not mean, in Speedos anyway, right?
It's rare you see them, so...
Yeah, I know. I know. Those things are like funny. Do you remember the Speedos? Like the really tiny swimsuits and stuff that men wear. You can tell what religion they are just by looking.
Yeah. You've seen Speedos before?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like you look and like you didn't know it. Swimmers no. And stuff. Yeah.
You do know what it is. Right. Okay.
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good. So, yeah, I mean, when I was young, everybody was wearing those, you know. I mean, maybe not as skimpy,
right?
But it still was, it wasn't shorts like it is today.
No, also, I feel like in Israel, people wear less clothes.
Right. They do.
It's warmer there.
Yeah. But it's also fashion, you know. I mean, people are just used to wearing those things.
Yeah.
And it's so out of style, you know. I mean, everybody, like here, it's a ridiculous thing to wear a swimsuit like that.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Definitely not something you see every day.
Yeah. So I guess they're going to release the interview.
I know. After all of this drama surrounding it, they're finally going to release it after all.
Right.
Which I'm glad they're doing.
In some theaters, but it's also going to be online.
Yeah, YouTube made a deal where you could rent it or buy it.
Right.
Which I didn't even know YouTube does something like that, but good for them for getting in the mix.
I know. Well, YouTube is into doing a lot of things, and since Google bought them, and they always try new things. But I think they... I mean, they came through with this deal, you know, which is pretty cool, I think. And the interesting thing is that most people, they did a poll, and I guess they found that most people found that the woman, not that the woman, what am I talking about? You see, I'm like back and forth here. But I just wanted to see this because they did a poll, and they found that most people felt that Sony made a mistake by not releasing the movie on time. But, you know, again, my contention is if they threaten the lives of people, then it's terrorism, you know. And I would...
But did they threaten the lives or did they threaten the security? Like they
threaten moviegoers, too, and theater owners. So the thing is this. Look, if Sony had released it and somebody got killed because of it, then they would have to answer to a lot of people.
Right.
So they played it on the safe side, and I don't blame them, you know. I would have done the same thing.
Right. I mean, they could also, you know, they should, I think, on major holidays like that, have more security at public places, like movie theaters, regardless.
Right.
Because that is a target. Even Obama said that he didn't agree initially with what Sony did.
Right. He said they made a mistake.
Right. You succumb to terror threats, then you're basically bending over for the rest of... You know, eternity.
Yeah,
they know that they'll win.
Exactly. But at the same time, I felt that this was like unprecedented and people needed to take time to really think about what to do about this because there wasn't like something that you could refer to in the past.
Right.
They'd say that, you know, you can say, oh, well, this works, this doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think they did the right thing. At least they just took a little more time to figure it out. But they are releasing it on Christmas and the hell with North Korea, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 300 or more theaters are actually going to, they're private theaters, so that the chains themselves won't
won't do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the private theaters are releasing it, and I think that's smart. Also, it's going to be, you know, a ton more publicity for the movie. Some theaters are sold out already.
Really?
For the Thursday showing.
Yeah, huh? God.
You know, and I can't imagine what the sales are going to be for people renting and buying it online.
Right.
I don't even want to go to the theater, truthfully. I'd rather rent it or buy it online.
Yeah. Why is that? You don't like theaters, movie theaters?
I don't like, you know, being crowded or having to, you know, run around lines and through people. I mean, we went to the Grove yesterday in LA, and that was just madness.
Yeah.
It just feels like a zoo because everyone's sort of like a chicken with their head cut off, running around, frantic, late, trying to get somewhere.
Right.
And there's no real order to it. I'd rather just watch at home and not deal with any of that.
Yeah.
And I don't have to deal with parking.
That's true. Though, you know, I mean, I'm like a big big fan of not going shopping during the holidays or getting out as much. But, you know, I tried it. I had to get some clothes. So I went. I stood in line, in a very long line that was like almost outside the store. You know what, Jen? In 10 minutes, I was paying for it. No problem.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, they really handle it well. And parking, I'm always able to find parking. So I realized I'm overreacting. You know, I might as well enjoy the holiday. I mean, because it feels festive. You go to the mall, there's people and things like that.
Well, you know? It feels festive, I feel like, maybe a week before.
Yeah.
The day or two before, it's just a little crowded.
Yeah.
There was like a million people there yesterday, it felt like.
Yeah. Did you guys buy anything for each other and stuff?
We have gifts, but we open them on Christmas.
That's right. So it's surprises.
Right.
Okay, good.
And we have a secret Santa, like I told you, with my family. Uh-huh. So everyone's assigned to one person that you buy a gift for.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so it works out.
Yeah.
Everybody gets something.
Right.
Awesome. Very cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, but I don't see why people are so eager to see the movie. I mean, people are saying it sucks, you know, so.
Now it's just like the hysteria that's surrounding it. It's publicity. I mean, there's a lot of publicity for terrible movies.
Right.
And people still go see them because they want to know, you know, what people were talking about when they wrote those articles or on the billboard, what that even means.
Exactly. Or why that North Korean is so offended by this.
Yeah. It's funny because Dennis Rodman actually has a film coming out about North Korea.
Really?
And he's like, go see my movie instead. Mine's actually a documentary about, it's called Big Bang in Pyongyang.
And oh, so that's about when he went to visit probably and stuff, huh?
Yeah, and so it's coming out at Slam Dance, which is, I think, around Sundance, but it's for more offbeat films.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want to see that too. Kind of curious about all of it.
Yeah, I know. Dennis Rodman, man.
I don't really want to pay money for either, but I do want to see them both. Maybe I'll just wait till they're on Netflix.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's true. You can wait till then.
Yeah. Are you going to see The Interview?
I'm thinking about it, but simply because there's no other movies. I don't know. If I want to go to the movies, there's not much to see. I mean,
really? I think there's so many.
Actually, there's some starting on Christmas Day, right? Like, which one would you go?
Unbroken.
Unbroken is true. Mm-hmm. Although I don't think I want to see that because it's a pretty, I mean, it's a downer too, you know. I mean, to see him tortured and I don't like things like that.
But he's unbroken.
I know.
He survives.
I know.
Or I guess his spirit isn't broken. So that's helpful.
Right. Yeah. Maybe I'll go see that just because, you know, it's gotten a lot of good reviews and everything.
And then there's Into the Woods that's coming out tomorrow.
That's right.
It's about the different storybook characters. I don't know if that's your speed, but...
No, I'm not. So what characters? Like famous characters?
Yeah, like storybook characters, like Cinderella and the Wicked Witch and...
So they mix them all up in the movie?
Yeah, one story about all the different characters.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And that's with Meryl Streep,
Johnny Depp and Anna Kendrick and there's a bunch of people.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So are you going to go see that?
I think we're going to see if we can fit it in between our family festivities.
Yeah. So it's kind of a fantasy movie.
Yeah.
Are you into fantasy movies?
Not
like
really.
The Hobbit and
no.
things like that? No, huh?
But because I grew up with all those stories.
That's true.
I kind of am interested to see it. And with a cast like that, I couldn't not see it.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it. What other movies are coming out? I mean, I don't know. There was a couple that said Christmas Day. I just don't remember which
ones. It's a popular day for movies to come out.
It is.
Isn't Annie coming out?
Oh, Annie, I think.
Oh, Annie.
No, it might have come out last Friday.
Yeah, I think it did already. Yeah. They did a totally black version of it, huh?
Well, it's Jamie Foxx and that little girl, Quvenzhané Wallace.
Right. But isn't most of the cast black, though?
No, Cameron Diaz is in it, Rose Byrne.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so they experimented with that, I guess.
Yeah, made a more modern day Annie.
Right.
She doesn't have red hair. She's got, you know, African American hair.
Right.
I think she makes a joke in the movie about it. She's like, my hair is so big, it's on the big screen in Times Square.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Cute.
Yeah. Times Square is beautiful during the holidays. You know, I love being in New York. I was there twice during the holidays. and truly enjoyed it. You know, I mean, all the stores are decorated,
right,
and the streets, and I mean, you want to talk about festive? That's New York.
Yeah, you know. I mean, Times Square to me sounds like a nightmare, though.
Yeah,
because of all the people. Kind of the same thing about the Grove.
Right.
Just too many people.
Yeah.
I don't feel safe though in that, like, in a crowd that big.
Really?
Because I feel like that's when people can steal easier, or like.
That's true.
I just don't feel safe, or it's more of a target. But I guess that's because I live in this day and age, and now I feel like everywhere you go where there's a lot of people is a target.
Yeah, that's true. It is scary out there, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, we live in a scary world, and things are changing. I mean, we don't know where we're going to be attacked from next, you know.
No, I mean, even the fact that this guy got away with transporting over 100 guns on a plane between May and December.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, what is that about? I mean, that was like an employee, right?
An employee, I think at Delta or TSA, let this guy in. No, he brought the guns in because he doesn't go through security in Atlanta.
Right.
Because he works for the airport. So he brings the guns in, gives them to this guy that then takes them on the plane, because once that guy gets through security, he can then, you know, meet the other guy in the bathroom, take the guns onto the plane, and he did 100 guns between May and December.
Wow.
And brought them to New York.
Yeah.
And then sold them. But then he got caught because he tried selling them to an undercover cop.
Really?
Or an undercover FBI agent. I forget which one. But yeah, he got caught and he got arrested December 10th.
Wow. Yeah.
And then the other guy in Atlanta got arrested this Monday. Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, but how does this happen? You know, I guess, you know, you can't really monitor every employee, every single employee there.
Well, you can, but Atlanta has different rules, their airport. So they don't, the employees don't have to go through security, which doesn't make any sense. They should, of course, go through
security.
Yeah,
how can they have different rules? I mean, I thought those are TSA rules.
Not sure.
I guess not, huh?
I don't know.
I guess those are airport rules.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's an international airport, so I don't know why they would have, you know, lenient rules on staff.
Right. And, you know, the frustrating thing is they make us all go through all the security. They take old ladies in wheelchairs and stuff. But stuff like this, they don't catch.
Right. Well, hopefully they will tighten up on it, and this will be an example.
Yeah.
I don't know.
People will continue smuggling.
There's always loopholes, and people figure them out. But hopefully we can act quick enough where we repair the loophole.
Yeah, yeah. I just, I don't get all these security. I mean, they're failures in my book to be able to pick up things like that.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous.
Definitely. I mean, we're just lucky that the guy that has been transporting guns hasn't taken down any planes. But they were saying that, you know, if he could transport guns, people can put bombs on planes easily, too.
That's true. Exactly. You know, I mean, it just makes it so easy.
Right.
To do those things. But it's better not to think about it, I guess, huh?
Right. Well, no, it's. I think it's important to think about it once we know about it and then to fix it.
Yeah.
To fix the error in the system.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And we're lucky so far that it hasn't, you know, been worse.
I know. You have to wonder, where are the people that we expect to protect us? You know, why are they such failures? I don't know. I don't know. But the good thing is nothing bad came out of it. So, you know. Although, so they were just smuggling guns. I mean, they weren't like planning on bringing down the planes
or
anything.
A better of two evils. Smuggling guns, not so great, because then you're putting them in the black market in Brooklyn.
Right.
Which they don't need, because they're trying to clean up the crime in Brooklyn.
I know, yeah.
So.
Especially in light of the two cops that just got shot.
Right.
And killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Let's see. Tom Cruise has got his Colorado getaway up for sale for only $59 million.
That's a deal if I've ever heard.
Did I get your attention there? $59 million, man.
I wonder why he's selling it.
Most people will not see this in their lifetime, this kind of money.
Right.
And for them, it's just like a getaway. You know.
Did he say why he's selling it?
They're saying he doesn't have much time to go there or something, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he helped design the home. It looks pretty good. 10,000 square feet. and 300 acres. I mean, you know, it's like excess.
Right.
More and more like, you know, I mean, how much more can they like really spend on things, you know, and things that they don't really matter, you know? I mean, $59 million for just a place for vacation or to get away to, but they have that kind of money,
mm-hmm.
you know, so why not, right?
Right.
I mean, he makes that in one movie.
That's true. Well, he could donate it. I'm sure he does philanthropy on the side.
You think so?
I think they all
have to. Yeah.
It's also a tax write-off.
Yeah.
And it's good for publicity.
They don't have to, but yeah, it's good for publicity and everything. You know, I mean, you know, you ask yourself, how much can one person do with all this money?
Right.
So, yeah, well, it's easy to be a philanthropist when you have a lot of money.
Right.
Right.
We were actually watching Barbara Walters' 10 Most Fascinating People of 2014 last night.
Uh-huh.
And it was interesting to hear, like, David Koch of Koch Industries and how much he donates, like, in the millions.
Really?
To just a variety of different charities. But he's also a billionaire. He's the sixth richest person in the world.
Yeah.
But to hear that he donates, like, a wing of a hospital, all of the fountains to the Met.
Right.
I forget what else. Do you remember?
Yeah.
No.
It's but you know, that's the thing, is that, you know, I mean, how many millions can you go through by yourself or your family or whatever,
right.
you know? I mean, that's millions. But now you're saying he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you may as well give it away.
Yeah, he gave millions to the arts place in D.C. What was that place called where there's the American Ballet?
Smithsonian?
No, it's where it's the like the performing arts.
Oh, okay.
And you know, another several million to the Natural History Museum in New York.
Mm.
So I think he just supports the arts and also modern medicine.
Good. We need more people like that.
Right.
Yeah.
More people with billions.
Yeah, that give it away and not people that buy $59 million homes.
Right. Well, I'm sure
it's just excessive, man.
Did you see that special that Barbara Walters did?
No, I did not.
I try and watch it every year. It's very interesting.
Yeah, so 10 people she had?
10.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of people.
Well, they're the 10 most fascinating. I feel like there's many more that are also fascinating. But
right.
Then we'd be
so what is it, a 2-hour show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So mm-hmm. you fit 10 people in 2 hours. That's not a lot, but it's but at least you get a good feel for those people. Right.
It was really interesting.
Who else was there? I mean, like, is it mostly famous people?
Yeah, but yeah. From different industries, but I think actually mostly were the entertainment industry. It was Michael Strahan, because he went on the Kelly Ripa show. Well, now it's Kelly and Michael.
Right.
Scarlett Johansson, Taylor Swift, Chelsea Handler, David Koch.
Oh, God, all the most famous ones, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oprah.
Oprah, too?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think she's always on the list.
Yeah. I guess these people are fascinating.
They are. What's most fascinating is the things you don't know about them.
Right.
So then that you are fascinated by them because there are these other people that you had no idea.
Right. Like normal people.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you see them play a role or you see them, you know, in the public eye, but you don't know who they are as a human.
Right. So she was able to show that a little bit on the show?
Which I guess is, you know, what Barbara Walters is
That's what
great
she does,
at,
yeah.
is really pulling apart the layers.
Right. I like her, you know. They used to have a character based on her on Saturday Night Live on SNL. And Baba Wawa.
Yeah.
That was with Roseanne. What was her name? No, she did the character Roseanne Rosanna Dana. But it was, what was her name, the actress? It's like on the tip of my tongue. It'll come to me in just a second. Did you used to watch SNL like back
always,
in the days?
Always.
It was good, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sherry O'Terry?
No, Gilda Radner.
Oh.
Gilda Radner.
That was before my time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. This was like in the 70s. And that's when SNL started.
Yeah.
I remember that with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd and, yeah, all the big stars. I don't watch it anymore. Do you still watch it?
I mean, I try to, yeah. Really? I record it, so I watch it whenever I can.
Yeah. So they... Yeah, so
I like watching it because I like their like social commentary and their political commentary, and you know they make fun of like everything that's going on, and it's just fun to watch.
Yeah, I know. I need to catch that sometimes. I just don't watch TV. You know, I mean, if I've got time, I'll read something.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Or I'm on Facebook. It seems like everybody's on Facebook. Even this woman who's 114 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Just died. They're saying she's the oldest Facebook user. She died at 114, and they're saying she had to lie about her age because they don't, I guess they didn't have options beyond 95 or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she had to lie about her age. So she said she was like 95 or something.
That's funny. I wonder if Facebook's going to change that now.
Yeah, but how many people are like that?
You know? Well, it's like what we were talking about yesterday, that people are going to live longer. So yeah. They need to make adjustments.
That's true. Do you want to live that long? Do you? No, huh? I mean, you just get to be so old, you know? I mean, how many things can you still do in your life?
I want to do everything. So the goal is to take care of yourself.
Right.
So if you take care of yourself and you live longer, you will be in better shape while you're living.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if I had diseases and I, you know, was uncomfortable or in pain, I wouldn't want to.
Right. Exactly.
But there are solutions. So if you can avoid those things and live longer and get to see what your kids are doing or get to, you know, see...
Right.
Things modernize or get to travel more to places you haven't been yet.
Right. But you know, also what's involved is you see a lot of people dying around you and you're still alive, you know. You have to deal with a lot of deaths.
Probably. But I mean,
most of the people in your life are gone already, you know.
Right. Well, for, let's say, my generation, we'll all probably live longer.
Right.
So we'll probably die around the same time too, but we'll live longer until we get there.
Yeah. Plus, you have grandchildren and stuff that are that are staying around.
And who doesn't want to go on, like, what is it, Social Security for longer, and then I can travel.
Yeah.
If I live longer, they have to pay me longer.
Yeah. God, she looks old, though, let me tell you. But,
How great is that? She lived till 114.
I know.
And she was cool enough to be on Facebook and know how to use it.
Yeah. I wonder what her life was like, you know?
Right.
It's really interesting. I don't know what I would do if I was 114 years old.
I'd probably just eat and hang out
by that point.
Like
watch
from
TV.
Yeah, no, probably from like 100 to 114, I'd probably just go to the buffet every day.
Yeah.
And eat.
And play bingo.
Yeah. I'd probably just like say really inappropriate things because people can't get mad at you. You're old.
Yeah, right.
You get away with a lot. I'd go to the matinee just because it's like $3.
Yeah.
Because I'm old. Senior citizen rate.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll work the system. It'll be great.
Yeah. So this Tom Cruise house, man, I don't understand. I don't understand people spending that kind of money. You know, I mean, why do you need such a big house? And he's not even married. He doesn't really have his kids, right? I mean, who's staying there? You know, 4 guest rooms.
His security.
A 3-bedroom ghost house. But it's only 4 bedrooms and 3-bedroom guest house. So it's not that big.
Well, it probably has a movie screening room, and it probably has a gym and a sauna and you know, all the like fixtures that you would have if you could.
Right.
I think that also his perspective is different because he's had money for so long that like what he needs and wants and the scale it's at is so different than what we would think of.
That's true, huh? So his hunger is bigger.
Right. Or to him, it's regular. That's normal for him.
Yeah.
He also has friends that have that. So that's also normal.
Right.
Know? When you compare yourself to where your friends are, because your friends are at that caliber.
Right.
It's a lot different.
It just, you know, I mean, I just don't understand. I mean, he's an actor, you know. That's all it is. It's not like doing a lot of good for the world. It's nice.
You
entertains
mean his Scientology
people
beliefs
stuff.
Aren't helping you?
Not me. Not at this time.
Right.
But...
It's not helping me out.
Yeah, but and it's not just with him. It's like everybody in entertainment and sports, you know, they make a lot of money because they make their bosses a lot of money. But the thing is that it's all skewed when you think of people that do a lot more important things.
Of course. I mean, there's teachers and doctors and philanthropists and people that are really helping the world and
right.
You know.
Yeah. And they should make more money than Tom Cruise.
They do, but unfortunately, you know, not everyone is Tom Cruise, so that's why Tom Cruise makes the money.
Exactly. Yeah.
If there's a million actors in LA. If they could all work and make that, then everybody wouldn't be making as much.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's what everybody's trying to do. I mean, you know, everybody comes here trying to make all this money and everything. And, you know, because sometimes I wonder why people go through all the... it's like a grueling experience trying to really make it an entertainment here. And sometimes you wonder, you know, why people give up so much to do this. And the answer is that the reward is pretty big. You know, I mean, if you hit it big, if you make it, then, you know, the fame and the money and all that stuff, that's a big reward. It's a big payoff.
It is.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why people want to do this. They want to be famous.
I think that is the case for most people.
Right. But it's better to be famous and rich than famous and poor, right?
Absolutely.
Some people are famous and they're poor.
Like who?
Like Mother Teresa.
Oh.
She didn't have a lot of money.
No, but she's Mother Teresa, so.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean.
I don't think she also wanted the money.
Yeah.
Which is a testament to who she is.
Yeah.
And why we're not all Mother Teresa.
I know. We could use more in the world, huh?
We could.
Yeah. Princess Diana was into helping out people and the poor.
See, and like for that, I mean, there's a lot of people that use their, you know, fame and fortune for good.
Right.
So
yeah,
we can't discredit them too.
Exactly. But not Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is doing his own thing. That's okay. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, he's not the only one.
What if he sells that house and donates all that money to charity?
Well, then I would think he's pretty cool. You know?
Well, we'll see what happens with that.
Because he just doesn't, I don't think he needs that kind of money. I mean, nobody does. Nobody does.
You can live with a lot less.
Yeah. Yeah. But
when you have it, what are you going to say? No, I don't want it.
Exactly. We're saying that because we don't have that kind of money. If we did, we wouldn't say that. We're just jealous. I mean, it would be nice, you know, to be able to provide for your family so nobody has to work. Although it's probably not a good idea, right? I mean, many rich people, they don't give a lot to their kids because they want them to really live and work for it.
I respect that.
Yeah. Although it's hard because you've got your kids, you go, what the hell? You know, I can help them if I want. Why not? But it's really a hard decision. To, you know, I mean, I still see my kids. They work and I still ask them, do you need some money? You know, but it's not a good thing.
Well, help is one thing, but to, you know, take away their work ethic is another.
Yeah.
You know, here and there, it's fine.
Yeah.
I think. I mean,
to just get the
money and them not work at all, that makes no sense. You're just, you know, inhibiting them from having a normal life.
Right. Yeah. Well, you're not normal when you have that kind of money.
Right.
You know, so... So they don't need to be normal either.
Right.
I say, if you have money, give it to your kids, man.
Or put in an account for them so that later in life they don't have to worry about, you know, going to college or paying for college or their first house.
Right.
Or their children.
Yeah.
Or, you know, should something happens on a rainy day.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what happens to kids of rich people.
I think it's more helpful to save the money for them for later when it matters than to give it to them as a child and buy them toys.
Yeah.
Because they don't appreciate the toy anyway.
That's true, yeah. And, I mean, when it comes in handy, the money is when you get older and you can't work anymore. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, let's see. What else? Oh, this is interesting. Do you have an iPhone, Jan?
I do.
So everybody pretty much has an iPhone today, right?
Yep.
I mean, we agreed on that. Now, so they're saying that the iPhone retails for $649,
mm-hmm.
and it costs only $227 to make. So they're making like 300% profit on it, and then we wonder why Apple is doing so well, right?
Right.
I mean, they got the whole world by the testicles, pretty much. And
But we want it. We don't have to buy it.
No, that's true. But they defined what we need. And now we can't live without it.
Right.
You know? But imagine a business where you can make that kind of money in today's world. Oh, you've got the 6 Plus.
I do.
Do you like the big
size of it?
I love it. Really? Because it's hard to handle, isn't it? Or do you get used to it?
Well, now I don't need any of those
tablets.
iPads or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sort of like somewhere in between. I mean, it's still too small for a tablet, but it's big enough for a phone. Why do you need the large size? I mean, do you like read on it? Do you watch movies? What?
It's just easier to use, easier to see.
Oh, okay.
I'm older.
Oh, come on. Yeah. But hardly at an age where you can't read. But I see more people with a plus. And I don't know. I personally couldn't handle it. You know, I like phone where I can hold it. Even the 6 is bigger than the 5S.
Right.
You know?
Well, I mean, I want the 6 because the 6 is bigger than the 5. But I think the 6 Plus is like gratuitous. Like at this point, it's like people just want it because it's Plus.
Well, I don't know. Ask your mom. Is it because it's Plus?
Because why should she get the 6 when she could get the Plus?
Right. Well, because maybe it's not as comfortable. I don't know.
I wouldn't want that phone. It's too big. You need a bigger purse to have it. You can't put it in your pocket. People say that they bend.
Right.
I would rather a phone I can also use with one hand. You need two hands.
Exactly. But we're making your mom feel like shit
this. She needs it. She can't. She actually like needs glasses to read and stuff. And like.
Yeah. So that helps. Yeah. I mean, so does it make everything bigger or do you just have more space?
More space.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But the icons are like the same size and everything?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And the text and everything. So you just see
it's
more.
It's all the same size.
You just see more of it because it's higher resolution.
Well, you make a bigger font and like your screen is bigger so you can see more of it at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
And you say it's $649. Haha, if you rent it or lease it every month, it's like $30 a month.
No, that's it's not leasing. It's an installment plan, so you can pay it down slowly.
Right.
You keep it. You don't give it back.
Right, yeah.
But after 2 years, Apple's made a lot of money extra.
Right. Yeah. But it's not like you don't borrow it and give it back.
Right.
It's not like that. She's talking about an installment plan. I also have that on my phone.
Yeah, like with AT&T and things like that.
They just add it to your monthly plan so you don't have to worry about paying such a big amount every time.
Right.
Which most people will then say yes to doing because then it's a smaller amount every month.
Right.
And it's easier to chew, basically.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, still like with a plan, you get it for $200 or something, right? So it's not that bad. But many people pay full price for it because people take it overseas. You know, they can unlock. It's unlocked and everything. And it's yours also. You know, you can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah. I'm still paying off my 5 and I want a 6. So I'm like, well, if I'm paying off the 5, I can't really get the 6 yet.
Right.
Until this guy's done.
Yeah. I mean, the 6 is nice. It takes some getting used to. I don't have it. I still have the 5S. But when I hold the 6, it's kind of harder to hold because it's thinner and bigger. But so it's harder to get a good grasp of it. But at the same time, it looks so nice, right?
Yeah.
They look really nice.
Well, also the technology is different now. Yeah. So like they keep advancing the camera and the there's Apple Pay on that phone.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think it's such a natural thing. To be able to pay with your phone because we do everything with the phone.
Right.
I don't get the idea of taking credit cards and debit cards out all the time and checks. You know, it's so outdated, you know. I mean, money is not the physical thing we're accustomed to anymore.
No.
It's all numbers in bank accounts and stuff.
I have to say, though, with the stuff going on with Korea hacking our systems, Apple Pay seems a little scary to me. Like, we think Apple is invincible because they're Apple and they make these products, but...
Right.
It worries me a little bit to put so much, you know, to rely so heavily on, like, one system.
Yeah.
And what if that system's hacked?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to really do it with everything, I guess. You know, you can just do part of it.
Yeah.
So you don't put all your eggs in one basket. That's true. But, They're saying here, there's a headline that just caught my eye. Apple moves closer to $1 trillion. $1
trillion. Good for them.
Now you know why.
Right.
Right?
Listen, we charge an arm and leg.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing is that they didn't just come out with products, even inspiring products. They redefined our lives.
Right.
How we live.
I mean, you can't knock a good product.
Yeah, the iPhone changed everything. I mean, the Macs are pretty cool too, but you can do pretty much everything you can do on a Mac on a PC as well. But and I guess you can with the Android too, but the Android is not as inspiring as the
some people though swear by them.
I know,
and that's what I think the 6 Plus was in competition with the Samsung Note or whatever the biggest one was. That, but the thing about that and the difference between that and like the iPhone 6 Plus is that with the Samsung Note, I think you actually get like a pen. So you can use it as a notepad.
Stylus, right.
And you like hold it with one hand and you have a stylus in the other and you can actually use it like a notepad.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's too big though.
I think
that's
so
even bigger than the 6 Plus, right?
I think it's the same size. But then for me, it's like I might as well get a mini iPad.
Yeah, right.
Because I think if you put them all stacked up, they're a little bit like.
Yeah.
Russian
I know.
There
are hardly any. Yeah, they're hardly any different from each other. You know, it's like a quarter of an inch bigger or smaller, and people call it a new phone.
Right.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. This caught my eye. Leonardo DiCaprio was leaving a club with 20 women, all beautiful models, and I guess that's Leo, right?
Right.
I guess that's being Leo.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
Yeah. Wow. You see, that's the thing, then, man. I mean, some people have all the fun, and there again, you know, the reward is very big. That's why they go after this.
But I wonder if he's happy.
Why wouldn't he be?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's his life, but, you know.
I mean, he's Leonardo DiCaprio. Come on, you know. I mean, he's got everything that anybody would ever want and more. So why wouldn't he? Leaving with 20 women. I can't imagine he had sex with all of them. But
no.
But they were like, they're saying they're all in the VIP area, and he didn't leave a single woman there. So I guess they probably just figured, let's go party somewhere else, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And he can afford it, so why not?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. He's got this beard right now in what they call a man bun.
Yep.
On his
that's the look.
On his head, really?
Mm, my cousin has one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I don't like it.
No, huh? It looks weird.
It's a look.
Yeah. It's a look. Yeah.
People also dye their hair weird colors and pierce themselves. I don't really get that either. Yeah. But hey.
I know. Anything, right?
Yep.
Would you go for a tattoo?
I would get one, a small one, but I don't understand like head-to-toe tattoos. I don't understand that at all.
Yeah.
Because like what you like now is not necessarily what you're going to like when you're 70.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're covered in these ridiculous tattoos.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I wouldn't even go for a small one. I'm just not putting anything on my skin. Because it's like, I mean, yes, you can get them off, but for the most part, it's considered irreversible. I mean, you put a tattoo on there, you always have to deal with it somehow.
Yeah, the process to remove it is not exactly pain-free.
Exactly. Exactly. So do you guys have any plans for Christmas? What are you guys
going
to do?
We do. We're going to my uncle's in the morning for breakfast to open presents and eat breakfast and watch movies.
Wow.
And then we may go to the movies ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll go to our cousin's for dinner.
Sounds good.
Apparently,
so you got it all planned out. A lot of family.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. And you're leaving Friday?
I'm leaving Friday night.
Friday night. Okay, well, we have to say goodbye to you now, I guess, because we won't see you before then.
Right.
And, have a safe trip back.
Thank you.
It was nice to meet you and to have you here.
It was so nice to meet you.
Awesome. And, all the best to you. Happy New Year and everything, you know. May all your wishes come true. And
thank you. And I wish the same for both of you.
Thank you. Thank you. And Jan, the same, you know, have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Enjoy your time. Enjoy the time off. And I will try to do the same.
Good. You should.
All right. All right, everybody. So I guess we'll take Friday off. We'll just come back on Monday.
Cool.
All right.
I'll be in a food coma.
Yeah. So you'll be. Yeah. So you'll have more time with your mom and everything.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you all for listening, and we'll see you on Monday.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.